Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Hinkle to Cecil, and Knickerbocker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Werber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber scores. Cook moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Salters moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin has Reynolds trapped. There's the throw to Spencer and over to Calm, who tags Reynolds for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Salters moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle takes first base on ball four. Salters scores. Morgan moves to third. Cecil moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Cecil scores. Hinkle goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weingarten now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0-for-1 in the game. Holland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Hinkle strikes out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingarten fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball towards left. Cook settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cook. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Trosky moves to second. 2 outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingarten fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten is 0 for 1 in the game. Weingarten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Holland moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Solter scores. There goes Morgan trying to get to second. Averill throws the ball into Hale, who tags Morgan for the out. One out. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hinkle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hale reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. One out. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-2 in the game. Kahm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten is 0-for-2 in the game. Weingarten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Hale scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Holland reaches third base with a triple. Weingarten goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Johnny Welch now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Cook reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee now pitching. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Solters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Sam Rice pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Averill scores. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Willie Calm. Bob Wieland now pitching. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Moore pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Moore now playing third base. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Clint Brown now pitching. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinkle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinkle for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Holland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to first for the out. Holland moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vozmik hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-9, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whelan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Solters. Hale reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whelan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Solters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Solters reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. 2 outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Holland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball towards right. Holland settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Holland. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Gordy Hinkle. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Bob Whelan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pitlock. Sissel moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bob Whelan. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 11-10, Indians. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.